local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Well, we asked the question yesterday on this program, how long would it be or would we see it where the Powerball and the Mega Millions jackpots both reached $1 billion? And we didn't even get about, what, 6 hours in. We have a Powerball winner out in California. Also, a lot of Florida winners last night. I think there was 5 $1 million tickets sold in Florida. One had that multiplier one, so they got the $2 million prize. So a lot of people happy here with the Powerball results. Let us know if you are one of those five people that won in Florida. We'd love to become best friends with you. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Gracie, good to see you today.
And almost Friday.
It is almost Friday. The sun is shining, and let's keep it that way for a little while. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. And a busy day again here today. A lot of news locally and around the world. It's kind of been in that pattern this week where there's just a lot going on. And that's where we begin with today's top three stories, and one of them right here at home. In the end, it took the jury less than an hour to reach the verdict.
Count one, as to Ladarius Clardy, guilty of first-degree premeditated murder as charged. Count two, as to Eric Young, guilty of attempted first-degree premeditated murder as charged.
So that was the jury there today. So 23-year-old DeQuavion Snowden found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder in Clardy's death back in 2021. Snowden was the driver of a car that followed Clardy and Eric Young after the two men had left a dice game. Prosecutors say Snowden's brother Amos and another man began firing dozens of rounds into the car, thinking Clardy was somebody else. Snowden's mandatory sentence is life in prison. His brother Amos is next scheduled to appear in court in September. Also, the heat wave in Phoenix knocking down more records. The National Weather Service says one record fell yesterday morning, or Tuesday rather, when the temperature never dipped below 97. That was the low on Tuesday, making it the city's warmest low temperature of all time. Later, the temp at the airport came in at 119 degrees, the highest Phoenix has seen in 6 years, and breaking the record for that date. So, not good if you're in Phoenix dealing with this heat wave, and kind of makes our 105-degree heat index a little bit soft, but still feel it out there. But at least we're not in Phoenix. Also in national news today, there's still no word on what happened to the Army soldier from Texas who ran from South Korea into North Korea.
We've now reached out through multiple channels to the KPA to try to ascertain that information and get closer to an answer.
And that is from the White House today. Some information, DOD both believe Travis King still is in custody there. He's assigned to Fort Bliss in El Paso, but was stationed in South Korea. The military said he got in a fight and was being sent home, but instead of getting on his flight, he joined a civilian tour of the DMZ. And now nobody's has any idea, really. And I wonder if North Korea is even answering the phone.
Yeah.
If they have cut off all communications, or if there were even any communications to begin with. I was thinking about this earlier. You know, North Korea is obviously a different beast than just about every other country in the world, at least in terms of ambassadors or just chains of lines of communication. How do we communicate with North Korea if we do on a regular basis? Because I don't believe there's an ambassador to North Korea in the United States. I'm pretty confident in saying that there is not a U.S. ambassador in North Korea. So I don't know. I'm sure somebody has a line somewhere. Maybe they reached out to Trump and said, "Hey, can you reach out to him for us?" And you know, because he went over the line at the DMZ and shook the hands of the North Korean president. So, you know, maybe former President Trump coming in handy there. 4:15, Gracie, you have an update on the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking pretty good right now, with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. Of course, we have our everyday afternoon slowdowns. That's going to be throughout Windhaven Beach. Windhaven Beach going westbound towards Navarre, expect some delays. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. For weather, as we mentioned, still hot. It's a heat advisory till 7 p.m. tonight with a low of 79 this evening. Mostly clear skies, 92 right now in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 103. Also, this traffic and weather is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your normally scheduled service day. Make sure to learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Again, the text line always open, 850-437-1620. Looking at some other local headlines today, a deadly shooting early this morning near the O'Reilly's Tavern on Creighton Road. Family members identifying the victim as 19-year-old Marlon Jarvis. We talked to PPD spokesman Mike Wood this morning.
They're still trying to determine exactly where it happened, whether it was on a parking lot or the roadway. That's information that we're still looking for.
Shots fired little before 2 this morning. Wood says they're looking for anybody who has information on what happened. You can call Pensacola Police or Crime Stoppers. Meanwhile, in Santa Rosa County, a homicide investigation underway after a 70-year-old man found dead last night. Stephen Jernigan was found dead at a home on Schnur Road just off Chemukla Highway. Detectives believe foul play did occur, and they have reason to believe it was not a random act, though they say there is no threat to the general public. No suspect information has been released at this time. Milton City leaders trying once again to solicit developers to build out the riverfront downtown. Earlier this week, Economic Development Director Ed Spears sent out an RFP for interested parties to submit their plans. It's the third time the city has done that, as they want to see a mix of residential, retail, and commercial developments along the waterfront riverfront. Pensacola's budget is in at around $313 million. That's the proposal, anyway, from Mayor D.C. Reeves.
You'll see, it's about the number in their proposed overall is $313 million. You'll notice a jump from $277. A significant portion of that jump is part of the airport fund.
An increase of $36.5 million from the current year budget. The airport fund is up $23.7 million. $15.3 million of that coming from federal grants. And until 6 o'clock this evening, you can get your donations in to the annual Stuff the Bus campaign. Representatives from Escambia and Santa Rosa schools, staff, and students are out at the 6 area Walmart locations taking back-to-school donations. Again, that's until 6 o'clock this evening. Earlier, our Andrew McKay caught up with Santa Rosa School District Communications Officer Tanya Shepard, who explains how they split up the donations.
The first thing we do is look at our student list for McKinney-Vento, and those are students who are designated as homeless under the McKinney-Vento definition. And then we also look at our students who are receiving free or reduced lunch. From there, we also take parent applications of families just saying, hey, I'm in desperate need. So we try to meet whatever need our families have.
So those drop-off locations are the Blue Angel, Mobile Highway, and Creighton Walmarts in Escambia County, and Tiger Point, Navarre, and Pace over in Santa Rosa County. Again, that's happening until 6 o'clock this evening. It's 4:20 right now. We'll take a break and come back with a look at our state headlines. It's a Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Right now on News Radio 92.3 with Joe and Gracie. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Hope you are enjoying your week and trying to stay cool as best as possible. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get a rundown on our state and national headlines. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. Of course, we have everyday afternoon traffic on 98 leaving Windhaven Beach going towards Navarre in the westbound direction. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather, definitely going to be hot throughout the rest of this week with a heat advisory coming up for tomorrow, as well as one in place for today till 7 p.m. A low of 79 tonight, mostly clear skies. It's 92 in Pensacola, it's 93 in Milton, and it's 91 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 103. Also, this traffic and weather is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Looking at some state headlines here before the Fox News update. In South Florida, a jury is agreeing to an $800,000 verdict against McDonald's and the franchise owner. This after an incident back in 2019 where a four-year-old girl was burned when she dropped a hot chicken McNugget, which became wedged between her car seat and her thigh. The food was handed to the girl by her mother, who purchased it at a drive-thru.
Also coming out of Tampa, hackers stole personal information from 1.2 million Tampa General Hospital patients. The hospital said that the hackers stole files like social security numbers and insurance information over a two and a half week period from May 12th through May 30th. The hospital reported that the hospital reported the cyber attack to the FBI and is working on notifying the patients whose information may have been stolen.
The Bible will remain in Palm Beach County Public Schools. Local activist and rabbi Barry Silver spoke at last night's school board meeting.
That the Bible is at the top of the list of every single category established by the governor and the Florida legislature for banning books.
Silver had previously petitioned to have the Bible removed from schools for sexual content. The superintendent said it was clear the rabbi was simply attempting to send a message.
Also, a sad story coming out of Baker County. There's been another tragic hot car death, this time in Baker County. Police say that Rhonda Jewell was arrested for aggravated manslaughter. Investigators say that she was babysitting when she left a 10-month-old girl in the car, and she drove to a home to babysit other children. It wasn't until several hours later, when the mother arrived to pick up her daughter, that Jewell realized that the baby was still in the car.
Yeah. You know, this one bothered me.
Yeah.
Trying to put myself in the position of the mother who entrusts their child. Because usually when we hear about these hot car incidents, it's an avoidable situation involving the parents, and not at all to take away from the heartbreak that they're dealing with the and the guilt and all that. Not at all to dismiss that. But she is entrusting her child into this babysitter. You babysit.
Yeah.
And to come to the house where you think that your child is safe, and you, I would imagine, the look that is on this babysitter's face when she sees the mom at the door, and the just sheer terror and panic that in that moment, it bothered me when I saw that and just what that mother is going through. Also, on a bit better news in the state of Florida, 5 Powerball tickets matching 5 of the 6 numbers from last night's drawing were sold right here in Florida. 4 of the tickets worth $1 million. But the 5th, good for $2 million because it included the power play option, doubling the $1 million prize.
We'll get them next time, Joe.
Yep, that's right.
Also, the Florida family accused of selling their miracle mineral solution for COVID, AIDS, and Alzheimer's have been found guilty. The jury needed just 30 minutes to find Mark Green and his sons, Jonathan, Joseph, and Jordan, guilty of conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government and FDA, which carries a prison sentence up to 5 years.
Another terrible story for completely different reasons. An 18-year-old Miami mother is now free on bond after allegedly trying to hire a hitman to kill her 3-year-old son. Police say Jasmine Paez used a parody website to find somebody. The parody website's owner contacted police and provided them with the information Paez gave them. Paez is charged with solicitation of first-degree murder. So I don't know.
Yeah.
The world's a crazy, mixed up, screwy place, and just is, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Too tough stories there around the state of Florida today. Fox News Update is coming up. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Regani. House Democrats taking aim at fellow Democrat and presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He testified today about social media and censorship regarding his claims about COVID and vaccines. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
Ranking member Stacey Plaskett ticked off a list of RFK Jr.'s most controversial claims about the coronavirus pandemic and vaccines, including his remark that COVID was ethnically targeted to attack Caucasians and black people, sparing the Chinese and Jews.
Kennedy says the federal government worked with social media hand in glove. Iraqi demonstrators stormed the Swedish embassy in Baghdad, angered over a recent protest in Sweden's capital that involved desecrating a copy of the Quran. Protesters set fire to part of the embassy building. The embassy staff had been evacuated a day earlier. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Quarterly revenue at CSX wasn't off the rails bad, but it was down from a year earlier and lower than what analysts had been expecting for the railroad operator. Quarterly profit, though in line with estimates, also declined from a year ago. The company attributed the revenue drop in part to lower fuel and coal prices. CSX shares are sliding 5% in after-hours trading. It was a mixed Thursday session on Wall Street. Several blue chips advanced, helping the Dow Industrials extend its win streak to a ninth day, a gain of 164 points today. But the S&P 500 declined, and the Nasdaq Composite skidded more than 2%. Contract talks between UPS and the Teamsters Union are expected to resume early next week. The world's largest delivery company contacted the union yesterday about returning to the bargaining table, indicating it will sweeten its offer for the 340,000 employees in that union. The union has threatened to go on strike August 1st if there's no agreement. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Goodbye, Dan Snyder. The Washington Commanders owner is reportedly out after more than 24 disappointing years. If you're keeping track at home, it took protests by fans, multiple investigative exposés, congressional hearings, financial improprieties, and a whole lot of losing. But the worst owner in the NFL is finally gone. I'm Maggie Gray.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I'm looking for fuel injector cleaner.
Right now, buy a bottle of Chevron Tecron Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free, only at AutoZone.
Will it also help with my mileage?
Get everything you need to restore your performance in MPGs.
Wait, is it good for trucks too?
Whatever vehicle you have, you can find the right products and parts at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Southern Recipe
Pork Rinds.
Southern Recipe Pork Rinds not only taste bolder than your traditional snack, they're also low-carb, high-protein packed and have 7 grams of collagen per serving. Southern Recipe Pork Rinds are as tasty out of the bag as they are in your favorite keto-friendly recipe. Find your rind in the snack aisle or at southernrecipe.com. That's southernrecipe.com.
Southern Recipe
Pork Rinds.
Available in the snack aisle at your local racetrack today.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan and Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon, getting one day closer to the weekend, and it's a really nice Thursday weather-wise, and we're going to be getting a whole rundown on the weather for the rest of the week and into the weekend from WEAR in just a bit. But first, a look at the traffic. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We have some typical afternoon traffic, and we do have slowdowns on I-10 throughout the Mobile area. This is going to be due to an accident. It's really close to the Loxley exit, but both direction is going to be seeing some slowdowns due to this accident. Again, that's going to be on I-10 close to Loxley in between Spanish Fork and Loxley. So if you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from WEAR.
More sunny and hot weather is forecast for Friday. Highs in a lot of cases could be up in the mid-90s. And, of course, our heat index values will be up in the triple digits. So the heat will be on, but we are seeing a change in this weather pattern, which has been dry all week. Into the weekend, we've got a chance for thunderstorms. We're at about 50% on Saturday and 70% on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Looking at some national headlines, this one probably should have been in the wacky section. But
yeah.
So the Pentagon says a small typo caused thousands of U.S. military emails to be mistakenly sent to a country in West Africa. The military uses the suffix .mil in emails, while the government in Mali uses .ml. Spokesperson for the Department of Defense told ABC News they've been aware that the spelling error could result in the misdirection of unclassified emails since 2015. This comes after the Pentagon announced that some of the emails sent to Mali contain national security information in a press briefing on Monday. I have a lot of questions about this. The first being, if this has been going on since 2015, how is it that at some point in the last 7 years, the recipient of whoever has the Mali email address didn't, you know, do what we all do on those corporate reply all emails to say, hey, I don't think I'm the intended target of who you're trying to get to. So I don't know if that ever happened, but the fact that this has apparently been going on for 7 years and we're just finding out about this now, I mean, who knows if any sort of security breach or anything came from these, but a very bizarre story there.
Crazy. That is.
And the fact that somebody actually had a working email address to where, you know, I don't know, you know, if it was jjones@molly.ml or I don't know. I don't
Molly
know how
Department
that works.
Of Defense.
Yeah.
ML. Yeah. So crazy. In other national stories coming out of New York City, New York City will be paying the George Floyd protesters in a lawsuit settlement involving accusations of unlawful police tactics. So about 1,300 people claimed that they were unlawfully arrested or beaten by New York City police during the summer of 2020 while protesting the police killing of George Floyd in Minnesota. The $13 million settlement means that most of the 1,300 protesters are going to get about $10,000 each.
The Supreme Court ethics bill is being advanced by Senate Democrats.
They are the most powerful judges in America, and yet they are not required to follow even the most basic ethical standards.
The bill would set up a code of conduct, tighten financial disclosures, and strengthen recusal requirements for justices. Democrats pushing the issue following reports Justices Alito and Thomas accepted gifts from Republican donors, and the staff of Justice Sotomayor pushed schools to buy thousands of copies of her books.
Also, federal officials are looking into reports of mistreatment of illegal immigrants along the Texas border with Mexico. So the spokesman for the Department of Justice says that the department is assessing claims that state troopers are told to deny water to asylum seekers and will push them back into the Rio Grande that happened back to go back to Mexico.
Cleanup underway in North Carolina after a major EF3 tornado tore through the region. Local emergency leaders are reporting at least 89 homes and building structures were damaged. 16 people injured as well, just east of Raleigh. 150-mile-per-hour twister traveled for about 20 miles.
Also, construction of the long-awaited Southern California to Las Vegas bullet train is another step closer to beginning. So the Federal Rail Authority has completed its environmental review of one of the critical sections of the project and found no significant impact. So the company behind the $12 billion project could start construction as soon as this year. The completion is scheduled for 2027.
I'm a big fan of this.
Yeah.
I like the fact that high-speed rail, that you know, that's one thing that Europe does just so much better than the United States. And I know that Pensacola and Amtrak are working and trying to establish that connection from Jacksonville to New Orleans. But high-speed rail, I mean, it's so awesome if you've ever gone on it. Just the ability of being in a place 4, 5, 6, 7 hours away in like an hour or two. You know, imagine a train to New Orleans or, you know, Dallas that takes 3 hours or something. You know, I mean, that would be super cool. And I don't know the feasibility of establishing a high-speed rail system in the United States. But, you know, if you're living out in South Carolina, you want to take a weekend in Vegas and, you know, you're there in an hour, heck yeah, all for that. Sports headlines today. So the Women's World Cup now in full swing. Both host countries winning their opening matches early this morning. New Zealand beating Norway 1-0. Australia beating Ireland 1-0 as well. 9:30 tonight on Fox. Nigeria takes on Canada. And there's also the Philippines versus Switzerland at midnight. Spain versus Costa Rica at 2:30 in the morning. And at, I believe it's 8 o'clock our time is when tomorrow night is when the USA takes on Vietnam in their opening match. NFL news, the Vikings first round draft pick is in trouble. Rookie wide receiver Jordan Addison was sighted at 3 o'clock this morning, caught driving 140 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. I would have thought after the Henry Ruggs incident that NFL players might be a little bit more cautious when it came to driving their high-speed cars, but apparently not. So Jordan Addison, lucky to be alive, lucky that nobody was hurt or killed, and we'll see what the Vikings do from here. Also this afternoon, NFL owners approving the sale of the Washington Commanders for a record $6.05 $1 billion. Dan Snyder selling the team to a group led by Josh Harris, who also owns the 76ers and the New Jersey Devils. And Major League Baseball, the Braves already played today. They beat the Diamondbacks 7-5. The Marlins are off, and the Rays and Orioles start at 5:40. A lot of early games today. The Blue Jays over the Padres 4-0. The Reds beat the Giants 5-1. Brewers over the Phillies 4-0. On ESPN Plus this evening at 7:05, the Cardinals and the Cubs starting their rivalry series from Wrigley Field. Health, business, and science. Nope, 4:45. Let's get a check of the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking pretty good on throughout Pensacola on I-10, but if you are heading towards Mobile, you are going to see slow-moving traffic. This is due to an accident. It's in the eastbound direction near mile marker 45. It's near the exit 44, which is the Baldwin County exit. So we do have some slowdowns with only the right lane opened in the eastbound direction that is causing some delays, but it's also slowing things down in the westbound direction as well. So just keep that in mind. Both directions, I-10 in between or right near the Loxley exit is going to be seeing slow moving traffic this afternoon. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have a heat advisory this afternoon in effect till 7 p.m. Also, mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 79. It's 92 right now in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze, and the heat index is 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. Now for health, business, and science headlines. Netflix has recently added nearly 6 million paid subscribers amid its crackdown on password sharing. So the streaming giant said on Wednesday that those numbers came during the 3 months ending in June, and it now has more than 238 million paid subscribers globally.
Unemployment claims are down. The Labor Department says initial claims fell to 228,000 for the week ending July 15th. That's down from 237,000 claims in the prior week, and it's a two-month low, suggesting there's still a strong demand for workers.
Also, the entertainment industry is avoiding another possible strike. So the union representing Broadway stagehands reached a tentative contract agreement with the Broadway League and Disney Theatrical Programs on Thursday morning. And a work stoppage should or would have forced them to close the shows of The Great White Way along with national tours.
Developers say they're planning a $2 billion theme park in Oklahoma. That'll be like an Americana Disneyland. The American Heartland theme park and resort is scheduled to open in 2026. The developer says the theme park will be comparable in size to Disneyland and will feature six American lands, including the Great Plains, Bayou Bay, Big Timber Falls, Stony Point Harbor, Liberty Village, and Electropolis. The new park will also include a 300-room hotel, an indoor water park, and a 300-acre RV park.
Sounds pretty cool to me.
Yeah.
Popular housing and rental companies are promising to show so-called junk fees on their website. So the Biden administration announced yesterday that Zillow, Apartments.com, and AffordableHousing.com have pledged to include all fees up front. So this is so prospective renters will know what they're getting into. That means things like application fees and cost of trash pickup are going to be included in the listings.
Looking at some pop culture notes, so Jason Aldean has at least one fan, and that's former President Trump. Country star laid a song, Try That in a Small Town, we talked about this yesterday, is hitting out number one on the U.S. iTunes chart, though some critics say the song about big city protesters encourages violence. Trump says Jason Aldean is a fantastic guy who just came out with a great new song, adding support Jason all the way, and then the MAGA acronym. And you shared a picture with me, a picture that the Aldean family took with the former president, so not their first time crossing paths.
Yeah, I was stalking his wife yesterday after our show, being like, okay, what exactly did they post? And then I was like, oh, they celebrated New Year's Eve with the Trumps. So I was like, okay, so they're fans and friends, possibly. One of the big pop culture event going on is one of the world's biggest pop culture event has started, but it's looking a lot different with the Hollywood strikes going on. So the San Diego Comic-Con is going to lack the A-list celebrities that it usually has. So actors are prohibited by unions to making promotional appearances during the strike. So major movies, studios, and TV networks are skipping on it too. So sad news for San Diego Comic-Con.
And finally, yes, a single winning ticket in the $1 billion Powerball lottery was sold in Los Angeles at some point. The lucky winner can choose between $1 billion in annuity payments or go for the lump sum payment, which is about $516 million. Also lucky is the store owner who ended up selling that winning ticket.
Today, we want to present a bonus check of $1 million to Las Palmitas Market. That's the bonus that they win just for selling the winning ticket.
So during the presentation at the convenience store, lottery officials say the person who won the grand prize has a year to come forward. And coming up in next segment, there are four things that experts say you should absolutely must do before you do anything else if you happen to win a big lottery jackpot. So that's pretty cool there. And the store owner, $1 million bonus. I mean, that's pretty cool. Pretty awesome as well. 4:51, we'll take a quick break, come back with some wacky and weird headlines and good news to finish up our number one Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Can't be sold. I got love, enough spare.
Millionaire. We're going to be giving you some tips on what you're supposed to do if you ever win the Powerball or Mega Millions. Florida's kind of a lucky state because
I guess so.
Seems like we always get at least a few here. Going to be giving you all the wacky and weird headlines in just a bit. But first, a look at the roads. We still have some major slowdowns going on I-10 right now. That is due to an accident in Baldwin County. At the accident, it's going to be mile marker 45 near the exit 44 in Baldwin County. In the eastbound direction, the right lane is open, but it's causing delays in both the east and westbound direction. So just keep that in mind that you're going to be seeing some slowdowns on I-10 there. Other than that, we just have typical delays throughout Pensacola as well as Milton and Pace. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. And for weather, we do still have a heat advisory in effect. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 79. Again, that heat advisory in effect till 7 p.m. 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. So, yes, we provide you all of the day's top stories and the information to get you beyond the water cooler and in the know of what's going on, but we are also a public service, and that is what we do here when if you do win the lottery. Now, of course, we've all dreamed about it, and we've talked on this program about what would be the things that we would want to do, but experts say there are four things that you absolutely should do if you win a big lottery. Number one is to immediately document it. Take a photo or video with the winning ticket and make sure your face and the numbers are clearly visible. Smartphone pictures include metadata like the date and time each photo was taken. So if anybody tries to claim you stole their ticket, you'll be able to prove that you didn't. So that's a good step number one. Number two is don't tell anyone, not even your mom or your dad. But if you have to tell your mom, fine. But experts say that's even risky. She'll tell your aunt, who will then tell everyone. And then you'll immediately have long-lost second and third cousins coming out of the woodwork. Number three is keep the ticket secure. Make sure it's somewhere safe where it won't be stolen or burnt up. A safety deposit box at the bank is your best option. But a fireproof safe or a desk drawer with a lock is better than your wallets. Yes, absolutely. And number four is to find a financial planner. Make sure it's a big one with national cred, not some small-time planner down the street. You want somebody who's worked with lottery winners before. They'll be able to walk you through the rest. May I suggest Alpha Star Wealth Management?
We'll learn more about them at 5:30.
That's right. So good piece of advice there. So this is implying that you should not go and do it automatically, which I find interesting. And I think the reason is because, you know, everybody's talking about it right now. And so maybe if the guy in California just went forward today and claimed it, well, it's top of mind awareness. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody knows. And so that may make them more vulnerable to, you know, some sort of shady dealings or whatever.
Security threat.
Security.
Even.
Yeah. So maybe he gives it a few months. He or she gives it a few months and then they come in. But yeah, pretty interesting stuff there. Looking at some good news to finish up our number one. Two Navy recruits are credited with saving their neighbor's life when a fire tore through a home in Helena, Montana this week. One is 20, and was visiting the home on leave. The other is 18, and they head off to basic training next week. They both just happened to be up at 4 a.m. because they were having a competition to see who could stay up the latest. Well, it's a good thing that they were, because they smelled smoke, they saw the neighbor's home on fire, so they called 911, emptied three fire extinguishers just to get the flames around the neighbor's door knocked out, and then they pulled him out before firefighters got there. Wish we could congratulate them, but we don't know their names because they didn't want any attention for it.
Wow.
So kudos to those two Navy recruits, whoever and wherever you are and may be. That's going to do it for our number one. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up next, and we'll be back in 12 minutes for another update of everything happening in your world on this July 20th, 2023.